For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week, we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists like Classic FM Revision, the perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump has denied trying to engineer a stock market sell-off after the global slump on financial markets caused by his tariffs policy. He's been talking to reporters on Air Force One as shares and currencies begin to trade again around the world this morning. On Friday, the FTSE 100 had its worst day since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Two people have been arrested after a man was shot dead in County Durham. The man and woman are being held over the death in Stanley on Saturday evening. New research is showing NHS staff are being harassed by members of the public who film them on their phones before threatening to post the footage online. Unison says it surveyed thousands of health workers across the UK and found one in seven have experienced the problem. The Scottish Government's been holding an emergency meeting over an ongoing wildfire at a woodland park. Large parts of Galloway Forest Park have been alight since Thursday. The forecaster Jim Dale says the good weather is creating some dangerous conditions.
Casting my back to last year, March was very wet, April was wet. So this is a bit of a sea change. But when we get this nice weather, it's too nice in a way, and it's dry ground, dry foliage, and hey presto, it takes a spark.
And the curious case of Benjamin Button has been one of the biggest winners at this year's Olivier Awards taking place in London. It picked up three, which included the Best New Musical. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello again, Bill Overton and Classic FM making an early start on Monday. Music to oil the wheels if you're feeling a little reluctant. Tenor Freddie De Tomaso about to sing after Mozart.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Finale from Haydn's Trumpet Concerto, Lucien Renaudin-Varry performing there with Lucerne Symphony Orchestra. Before it, Prokofiev's highest entry of three in the current Hall of Fame, we heard the Dance of the Nights from Romeo and Juliet performed by the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. A classic air from Hall of Fame, three, at three not once but twice a day. Anne-Marie Minhall. This afternoon, right now, it's Bill Overton on Classic FM. Seven entries for John Williams. This is his highest. One of the best recordings of the Schindler's List theme, and Sophie Mutter performing there with the Recording Arts Orchestra of Los Angeles. John Williams conducting himself. More John Williams music in our Hall of Fame hour at 9 o'clock this morning, when Dan Walker is in. Also, Tchaikovsky's Capriccio Italian he's going to be playing. So that would be the perfect way to settle down and start your working day. A great way to enjoy our Hall of Fame hour. And here's Dog Walker this morning, Captain Meg and her puppy Paddy. You don't want to miss that before seven. Plenty of sunny music with Dan Walker. He's here back on Classic FM Breakfast this morning from 6:30. Thank you.
Classic FM.
starting Monday, as we mean to go on with the Hungarian March by Berlioz. The London Symphony Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting, and before it, William Boyce's Symphony No. 4, the Academy of Ancient Music. Bill Overton here on Classic FM. April 7th, then, birthdays today, if you're celebrating. In your culture club is the filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola, who is 86, the godfather, of course. We were playing the music a little earlier. Watched The Conversation recently as well. One of his rather good. The singer Janice Ian is 74 today. At 17, her big hit. Action star Jackie Chan turning 71. The actor Russell Crowe is 61. And Leif Ove Andsnes, the pianist, no doubt would be playing at some stage this week. He's celebrating his 55th. Many happy returns to all of them, and to you too as well, if it is your big day. Let's start with the Strauss Waltz. Thank you. Lauren Marzel conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, Johann Strauss Jr.'s Emperor Waltz. It's going to be a good day. 18 Celsius forecast later, bright, sunny and breezy Monday. Ahead of us, Beethoven, my musical baton this morning to hand over to Sam Pittis for music written for the stage for one night only. And after dark feel as well for what's coming next on Classic FM. A little something Mozart came up with while writing Don Giovanni. That in just a minute.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment. And my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Are Aunt Rose's war stories true? You find her in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover everyday life during the Blitz. And right there on the eve of war, an unshakable auxiliary nurse, Aunt Rose, the home front heroine. Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, the 1939 Register is free to explore. Visit findmypass.co.uk/VE Day. Your family history understood. Terms and conditions apply.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Edward McDowell's To a Wild Rose, that arrangement played by Julian Lloyd Webber on cello, accompanied by John Lenihan on piano. Before it, the second movement from Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, the Munich Chamber Orchestra. Bill Overton here, my one for the road by Beethoven this morning. Music written for a play that was being revived for a one-off royal performance that borrowed from Shakespeare, Power, Corruption, a rebellious hero. He would have found the job hard to turn down, I imagine, his Coriolan Overture.
Thank you.
Beethoven's Coriolan Overture, performed there by the Basel Chamber Orchestra. Dan Walker back on Classic FM Breakfast this morning from 6.30. In the meantime, you have Sam Pittis, if you can't wait, coming next. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for listening the last few hours and sharing each other's company. Back very first thing tomorrow, if you're going to be around. In the meantime, have a great Monday.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Trade ministers from 27 European nations are due to meet later to discuss the tariffs imposed by the United States. President Trump has said he will not back down. EU member countries will discuss possible reprisals, while the Prime Minister has been calling for cool heads. The Republican strategist Amy Tarkanian says Donald Trump has also denied trying to engineer a stock market sell-off.
The president stated today that he didn't want global markets to fail, but also wasn't concerned about a massive sell-off. He actually sees that this is what he would call tariffs as medicine in order to fix something.
There'll be further talks later aimed at trying to end the Birmingham bin strike. Collectors from the Union Unite have stopped work over a dispute over jobs and pay. It's being suggested the health problems suffered by A&E patients could be worsening because of missed doses of prescription medication. The Royal College of Emergency Medicine has found some fail to get their medications on time, while others don't receive them at all. The NHS says it will be studying the research closely. And the National Gallery says it will let a member of the public sleep there overnight for the first time when part of it reopens. The Sainsbury wing's undergone a two-year refurbishment. Somebody will be chosen to be allowed to rest on a bed near its paintings on the 9th of May. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
You're up to date, and I'm Sam Pittis. Welcome to you, starting the week with great music. Well, of course, if you've just woken up, how about an early morning waltz with Tchaikovsky?